But you never put one in a nest with a hen?
No, my neighbor has two, and she's from Michigan. And I believe she brought it from Michigan with her, this neighbor right up here.
Well, what would you use to carry water in?
Bucket.
Now, is that made out of wood?
Well, my husband's mother up here has a wooden bucket. She used to have.
What kind of bucket do you have?
Tin bucket. All of my buckets have been tin. I don't believe you could find a wooden bucket now. That's an antique.
Well, what would you carry milk in?
It's the milk bucket. The milk bucket is a milk bucket, and the water bucket is a water bucket.
Well, a milk bucket's made out of what?
Tin. Or enamel. We have some enamel buckets.
And what kind of cooking utensils do you have right here? Kitchen?
You mean boilers?
Things like that. Well, what do you have on your stove? What do you use to cook on your stove?
Boilers.
What's that thing hanging there?
Frying pan.
Now, and do you have something that you might keep?
Do you know what? I work with a homemaker from Kentucky. And she always calls a frying pan a skillet.
But you never would.
Never do. And she's the only person I've ever heard call it a skillet. Now, in recipes, it'll say skillet. But down here, we have always called it a frying pan.
Is a frying pan always made out of metal? I mean, always made out of iron or anything?
No, it can be aluminum.
And what about if it had legs on it?
It did be a frying pan.
What do you use to throw like waste food? You might get off the dishes after everyone's eating. What do you put that in?
Trash can.
Well, if you were saving it to feed to the pigs.
Slop.
And what would you put in it?
A bucket.
And would
it be? Or a pan.
Or
dish pan.
But
see, nowadays, since everybody has sex, we don't need a dish pan, so it'd just be a pan.
You fry eggs in your frying pan, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
But what if you had one with legs like you might see in an old fireplace, something like that? Would that still be?
Mm-hmm. Still be a frying pan. The frying pan with the legs.
And what about a heavy iron vessel that has a large opening at the top and it has legs on it? I don't know if it has legs.
I've got one on the back porch like that that I bought.
What do you use it for? Something out in the backyard? A big thing like this, a big old iron.
I've got one of those too. It's a wash pot.
And
I've got one on my back porch.
I'd like to see it later.
Okay.
And what do you put flowers in? Cut flowers?
Faces.
So one of them's a
face.
And what do you eat with at the table?
Spoons and forks or silverware.
Alright, and you cut meat with a
knife.
And two of them would be
knives.
And if the dishes are all dirty, you have to
wash the dishes.
And after you've got soap all over, you want to
rinse.
And so you might say she what's the dishes?
She's washing the dishes.
But to get the soap off, she
rinsing.
So you wouldn't say she rinsing them in clear water. You'd say she
rinsing the dishes.
Yeah, she what's them in clear water.
Rinsed them in clear water. She rinsed the dishes in clear water. Well, when you're rinsing the dishes, the others just take